Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Teachers and parents, if you have never visited Liberty Coins in Frandor, you may not be aware of how we help students and schools with education. Years ago, when I was a member of the American Numismatic Association, Future of the Hobby Committee, I proposed a thesis that children who become coin collectors will grow up to be happier and more productive adults. I suggested measuring educational attainment and total career earnings as approximate indicators to confirm or disprove this thesis. Sadly, there was no practical way to test the thesis. While every committee member stated that they subjectively considered the idea to almost certainly be true, there was no way to objectively prove it. You see, when you study and collect money, it involves the subjects of economics, mathematics, geography, culture, history, languages, metallurgy, art, and more. Working on a collection develops skills that can translate to work and home as an adult. Do you know why Lansing and Michigan are a significant part of American monetary history? For decades, I have made presentations to hundreds of school classrooms. I have already lined up 17 presentations at multiple schools for the upcoming school year, and I'm waiting for the year to start to pin down more appearances. Meanwhile, this summer, Liberty Coins is giving students going into grades from kindergarten through high school seniors the opportunity to select up to 6 free foreign coins from a treasure chest each and every time they visit our store in Frandor, right up to the Friday before Labor Day. We ask the students to identify the school they will attend. In early September, we will announce which school had the greatest number of students come to visit Liberty over the summer and donate 20 pounds of foreign coins, about 3,000 pieces, to that school to use for educational purposes. We will also work with the teachers and staff with ideas on how to use these coins as teaching materials. Do you know how much fun it is to hold a piece of history in your hands? Bring a student to Liberty Coins and do just that. That's it for today. Tune in again next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.